Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Taylor Douthat. Batting second. The right fielder, Ernie Orsatti. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Frisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Roe Edgar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy High. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Schertl. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Schertl. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Chick Tolson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. And now, play ball. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. McMillan fields it and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McMillan. Douthat moves to second. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Douthat scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orsatti moves to third. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Orsatti scores. Frisch moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Roe Edgar moves to third. High moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Carlson, and towards Hornsby, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Roe Edgar scores. High moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. Roe Edgar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. English moves to third. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Shirtle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirtle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 1 in the game. Douthat hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Stevenson moves to third. Tolson moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Tolson scores. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlson moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frisch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. High hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler strikes out. Wilson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kyler out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirtle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Gelbert reaches second base with a double. Bill Shirtle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gelbert. The throw from Taylor and they have the runner in a rundown. English applies the tag, and Gelbert is out. One out. Bill Shirtle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirtle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shirtle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 0 for 2 in the game. Douthat hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Douthat moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carlson bunts towards the mound. Shirtle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Orsatti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlson moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlson scores. English moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. English scores. Hornsby scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirtle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Cubs. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roetger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. High hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Frankhouse now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tolson hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and moves to third. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Stevenson scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Carlson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Douthat. Carlson reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. It's 10-5, Cubs. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carlson moves to third. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlson scores. It's 11-5, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. English moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gelbert hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse hits a line drive towards the mound. Carlson catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Tolson hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Douthat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Douthat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Douthat moves to third. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler. Bottomley reaches second base with a double. Douthat scores. Orsatti scores. Frisch moves to third. It's 11-7, Cubs. Guy Bush now pitching. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Roedger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frisch scores. Bottomley scores. It's 11-9, Cubs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. High hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roedger moves to third. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to home to get Roedger. High moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Frankhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frankhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Frankhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gelbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. High fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frank House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Taylor Douthat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Douthat is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Douthat hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orsatti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsatti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Orsatti hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Frisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frisch takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bottomley takes first base on ball 4. Frisch moves to second. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Roedger hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Frisch scores. Bottomley moves to third. It's 11-10, Cubs. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. High hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Cardinals 10. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Roedger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-4 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Kyler moves to second. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Tolson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frisch fields it and throws to second for the out. Kyler moves to third. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Tolson moves to second. It's 12-10, Cubs. Guy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tolson moves to third. There goes Taylor trying to get to second. Douthat throws the ball into Gelbert, who tags Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Cardinals 10. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Waddy Holm pinch hits for Fred Frankhaus. Waddy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and St. Louis Cardinals, 10. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.